K-A-R-U-H. I don't know if I'm in a bad spot or what, but that was rough. It's not you, it's me, but I don't know why Romeo sounds so bad. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you came in pretty well. I don't know.
Well, I'm pumping 50 out right now because I knew it was going to be a little scratchy. It's usually pretty bad when it gets off the sound.
Are you in the crater, as you've called it?
No, that's a couple miles before Hall Road. I just left the gas station by my house.
Got ya. Yeah, it's a little crispy out there this morning, but I think it's supposed to warm back up this weekend.
Pumpkin spice. I'm good with the crispiness. I'm begging for the crispiness. I think that was Sean in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting my inner housewife of Southeast Michigan with the pumpkin spice. Yep, anyhow, pumpkin spice weather. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Yeah, it is, some people would say it's pumpkin spice season, that's for sure. We'll see. I think then there's a big cool down coming next week. I think highs in the upper 60s, so we might be tailing off of this Indian summer.
Yesterday was opening day archery, and it was honestly not that bad. I probably could have went, but I don't want to really sit out there when it's 75, 76 degrees.
Instead of wearing your camo, you can just body paint camo.
Camo swim trunks, that's what you need on a day like that.
Sean, I heard you on 675 bright and early.
Yeah, I got a text from the one guy I was talking to there that there was some hell breaking loose and then that Detroit was offline, so I didn't even have a radio with me. I just got on my phone app and got the Detroit back working and checked in to make sure. Oh, man. Anywho, so tomorrow morning I'm going to be in Anthony's neck of the woods. I got to be to my grandkids' place by about 6:30. I got to get them all off and ready and off to school. So, I don't know if you're going to be around for breakfast tomorrow, Anthony.
I will let you know. On a normal Friday, I would say yes, but I'm trying to skate early tomorrow because I'm headed up north. So, we'll see. That sounds exciting. I do love some breakfast.
I stayed home yesterday. I had to do the same thing. I had to get the big kids on the bus in the morning, go pick up my middle son halfway through the day because he's only half day preschool, and then hang out with them. It was a fatherly day.
Well, there you go. It's all good, man. All good. And yeah, so tomorrow I've got to get the kids off and get them to school and all that good stuff, and then I'm going to head into work, so I don't have a lot of time, but there will be a little window there early in the morning after I get them off to school. I'll have to check the calendar to see when, but it'll probably be, I don't know what time school starts. I'd have to look at my schedule, but no later than 9:30, I know that, probably more like 8:30, so pretty early. So, but yeah, if you're trying to get out, man, you don't want to waste no time. But man's got to eat.
If I remember correctly, your grandkids are in elementary school. They probably start around 8:30. I think when my daughter was in elementary, she started at 8:38. So, and then I think middle school starts at 8:10, so that would definitely be in the wheelhouse of where they're at, I would imagine.
If I'm being honest, I don't even know what time my kids start. I'm a bad dad.
I always, you know, let me know if I, you know, I guess, suppose if I did it every day, you know, it would become rote, but since I only do it occasionally, it's just like, you know, on the days I need to do it, just let me know what time they got to be there. So my grandson's in junior high, so, and he'll probably, if the weather's like this, he'll probably want to ride his bike. And then, so I just got to make sure he's up and out the door and on his way, and then my granddaughter, I'll have to take to school, so she'll be, I'll be, and pretty much if I drop her off at the school at 8:30, then I'll be on the road then for looking for Pancake House or something.
Dakota, the only reason I know is because during COVID, I took my daughter to school when I worked from home, and now I take my daughter to school on Fridays. Otherwise, I'd probably be scratching my head guessing at times.
Did she go to Bear?
No, we're north of that area. We're quite a, if I remember correctly where your daughter lives, we're quite a bit of distance apart from them. And, well, realistically not that far, but in the Grosse Pointe world, we're pretty far, so.
Yeah, that's right. They got elementary schools every little bit, so. So you're probably in the GP North feeder system. I know the kids are down in the GP South feeder system.
Yep, exactly.
Well, anyhow, oh, man. I guess the boys are going to be running the set out of my emergency operations center. So it's going to be pretty cool on Saturday. We're going to meet up with one of them today, try to get them hooked up with HF out of there. We've got antennas running to the roof from the EOC, but I don't know that we have any antennas for 40 up there, so we're going to try to get them something hooked up. I do have a TS-480 that I can completely remote. I can plug in the radio unit and tune her anywhere that I have an antenna, and then I can take the control head and operate it. So that was a big deal back in the day. Now there's quite a few rigs that can do that, but I'll offer that if we can't get something running. But that's this morning's task, and Saturday they're going to be doing the set out of there. As a matter of fact, you might hear, I'm going to turn the FBI repeaters loose for them from like 8:30 in the morning until about 1 o'clock. They're going to be running a portion of the set here on the FBI repeaters.
When you say turn them loose, do you mean unlink them all independently or unlink them from Central Michigan?
Yeah, I said turn them loose. I mean turn those guys, the ARPSC guys, loose on the network. But, yeah, I will disconnect it from Central Michigan because that will probably have its own role in all of this. But so, yeah, we'll probably disconnect. Well, not probably. We will disconnect from the Central Michigan repeaters, and then they'll run the FBI repeaters as part of their set.
That's good to know. I'm going, like I said, I'm going up north, and I want to be able to listen in. I'll try to listen in on my phone. I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to be around to be local or even, I've been talking to a lot of those guys. It would have been fun to be able to take part in it. K-8-R-U-H.
Yeah, I'll tune into that. I'll be home all weekend, and I always have the radio on my desk if I'm around, so I'll be listening.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. They took a program that was mothballed and or worse, and they've been slowly get people involved. And the guys that are getting involved are really pretty good. They bring interesting and needed skills to the group, and everybody's motivated and interested, and they're having a lot of fun with it. So it's good times for County ARPSC.
That's all UHF-VHF, isn't it?
No, they're going to be on 40. You know, they do a lot of their coordination on VHF and UHF. You know, obviously when they're doing the Skywarn stuff, it makes most sense. But HF is absolutely part of their thing. And that's what we're doing today. We're trying to make sure they got 40 up and running in the EOC. It's a new location they're going to be operating out of for them.
Yeah, and I think they're doing something on DMR also. They're, like, all over the place.
I'll fire up the old 710 and see what I can hear then. What frequency are they going to be on?
Oh, sorry, man. Coughing spell. I don't know that. I know there are some official frequencies for certain things, but I don't know if they've... If they have one in this case and they're operating on it, so that I don't know. And their DMR is a big thing. This one that they're trying to, that somebody decided that it would be a good idea to, to try to use the MI5 network, just so that people, understand it and know how it works. So they're going to try to roll that into the set. And so a lot of guys are learning about that and getting their radios programmed up, learning etiquette and all that stuff. So that's a good thing for that. And I think WinLink's another big focus. They're all working on getting WinLink working. So all the tools, man, try to figure out what they all are in case you ever really need them.
Dakota, I think some of that information is in Discord. You could probably check there. But yeah, they've been doing a lot of stuff, and WinLink is interesting. I've never played with it. I gotta see if I can start figuring that out, because it'd be fun to have another mode of operation. That's for sure.
At ADBF, I'll look at it when I get to the office. Sean, I almost had a 706 Mark IIG. I was chatting the guy, I'm like, I'll pay you full price for it, I'll come get it, whatever. And I don't know if it was BS or not, but he's like, oh, I think someone's coming to pick it up. And I was like, okay, but it was mint, and it was like $500 in Howell.
Yeah, I might have one for you. It's in really nice shape. Box and power cord, or micro, no box, just the radio and the microphone. I got two of them, and I got to go through them. But these are, the problem with these are Japanese domestic markets. So the only reason the only place that matters is they don't cover the FM portions of 2-meter or 432. But they do cover the all-mode area, which is where most people want them. So I don't know if anything like that would be of interest, but it'd be less than that.
And kind of, I want to use it as my base radio, because I have coax terminated at my desk. I've got my UHF-VHF in the wall, and then I got my HF in the wall, so I could just run two different jumpers, and I could use that radio for everything, which is what I'm trying to achieve here. Is there a mod you can do? I know those Japanese domestics are weird with what they do and what they don't do and the power and all that, so is there any way to open those up or get a different tone board in them, or is that what it is?
No, I don't believe you can recover the, you can receive, but you can't recover the transmit sections on VHF and UHF, so it's kind of weird. This guy got a bunch of stuff from there. Everything was Japanese domestic market. It's kind of annoying, really. And I don't know why he did that, but, some things, receivers, it doesn't really matter that much. And, but the, you know, on the transmit equipment. We had one 2730, I think it was, an ICOM 2730, which is just a solid, you know, dual bander. And I checked that. That's Japanese best market. Well, that's almost worthless. You know, that's an FM rig that won't work in the FM portion of the band. But my buddy Steve had a 2730, a U.S. market one, that he was just, all he was using it for is a node for his All-Star. And because it's got a connector on it where you can connect up all the stuff, you know, push to talk and COR and all that stuff. And he said, oh, he goes, well, I can use it because I can run my node down to the 430s like, you know, everybody does anyhow. And he goes, and that'll free up my American market one for put back in my car. And I said, well, there you go. So that one found a home. But I got, look up a Yaesu FT, is it 857? Oh, 957. I think it's a 957. That's a cute little mobile. Got one of those that'd be going on the block as well. That's a pretty cool radio. But anywho, don't mean to cut Anthony out there. But when I know better, I'll get a list out.
Oh, it's fine. You didn't cut me out. I walked into the office and you guys chatting made it so that I time to get into the building and do all the things. So, yeah, we're good. It's interesting that somebody had all Japanese radios, especially if the UHF, VHF doesn't work on them. There's, I'd love to know the story why.
If it's the 100-watt HF, UHF, VHF, but I think it was only 5 watts, I might be interested in that. That might be the 857. Yeah, let me know on that one. I'm kind of curious. I've been looking at them, but they're always getting scalped on eBay every time I come across them.
That one is not a Japanese domestic. That's an American. And it's again, power cord microphone. That's it. Doesn't come with anything else. Maybe a manual. It's a pretty nice shape. It'd be about the price of that 706 you missed out on, but which is pretty damn good from what I've been seeing. But I'd have to research some more, check it all out. But yeah, you're right. It's an 857. It's the HF with the detachable head, VHF, UHF, all mode. You know.
Your ears open. I'm willing to trade the 710 for the proper 706 Mark IIG or a proper 857 like that, something all mode. Staying away from the 991. I've heard too many horror stories.
All right, then what I can do is I can get it. Let me make sure you know everything's what's what, and then I've been dragging my feet on it. They've been sitting in the shipping container. I got everything in. But I'm not looking to make anything, just looking to get my money back. And and to Anthony, I don't know if hopefully you're still there, but to this Japanese best friend, the guy was SWL. So I think the only reason he had anything that transmitted was just because he wanted that, you know, for SWL purposes. So to him, it didn't really matter. And so, and it was mostly receivers. You probably saw that stack of receivers that I showed you. These are, you know, these are like $22,000 receivers, and they had a stack of them, you know. And then he had another receiver, which was just mind-blowing. He had two of those IC8600 receivers, which is the whole reason I got attracted to this whole thing. So I got one of those. And all the receivers are Japanese. Well, I don't know about the 9000s. Or the 9500, those were, I don't think there was a JDM on those, but the 8600s were, you know, and it's almost irrelevant on a receiver. You know, there's nothing they don't do that's important, but when it's a transceiver, you know, especially in VHF, UHF, it kind of matters a lot. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's interesting. So he just, he has, it sounds like, boatloads of equipment and big dollar equipment. Good for him.
I've had a 705 in my cart for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. So that might fill the void that I'm looking for here. So yeah, let me know. I'm all about the all mode. One radio does 99% of what I want to do. I don't really do anything digital. So yeah, I'm curious.
All right. It's a pretty intriguing radio. It's got that great big knob on it. What am I doing here? I got in this left turn lane way too early. Hopefully I don't get a ticket for running the left turn lane. But anyhow, yeah, it's pretty intriguing, pretty cool looking radio. So I've got the 7000, which I really like, and then I've got a 480, and I've got, well, I mean, right now I got, several others, but I just got too much, and I just sit on it, you know, and it's like, it's ridiculous. All right, I'm going to pull in here, get some coffee, and I'll be back in a second.
Dakota, I did see yesterday that I think there's one of the, it might be the Lance Cruz Club is doing their swap December 7th, and that one's in Troy on 16 Mile Road. So I don't know if you don't have anything by then. Last time I was there, that's where I got that little Yaesu VX3. So, there was some stuff there. I don't know. That was 2 years ago, I think, so I don't know what all would be applicable today, but there was definitely some gear there.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I could bring the, I imagine I'll have what I want, or the 710 will be gone by then. I don't know if I want to get rid of the 710, but I also don't use the 710. My whole logic is if I get a HF rig that's got UHF, VHF, then it'll at least get used, and then I can flip the HF if I want. The smart thing to do would be get that new Yaesu that came out, the FTX1 or FT1X, FTX1, and then eventually get the amp with it and just have one radio, but... Yeah, my 710 just sits there, man. I don't use it at all. I don't know. Kind of lost interest in HF when the bands took a crap, and I haven't really been on since. Also, it's more fun talking to local people.
Yeah, I mean, could you start using that more as winter sets in and you're, like, stuck at home and you can't do projects outside, though? Like, it could just be you have other stuff going on and don't have time for HF.
Yeah, that's for sure part of it. I'm not going to sit at my desk when it's, I say nice, the weather sucks, but you get what I mean. It's nice enough that you can go outside and get stuff done. But the flip side of it, too, though, like, I really got heavy into POTA because you didn't really have to have a QSO. It was more about your gear and just making contacts, which I guess I could hunt POTA, too, from my desk. But once I got all 50 states, I was like, now what? So, yeah. I don't know. Got to figure out other ways to do HF. FTA doesn't really interest me at all. It's not like where we have. I know there's guys out there that have their morning rag chews or their evening rag chews on 40 and 80, but we can't talk on HF. We're all too close. No one's really got the proper gear for it. And we did it before. It worked good, but I had a way better antenna then. But you need to get general, and we can try.
Yeah, I got to figure out soon. Like, I got to spend some time this winter, hopefully doing some studying and get that dialed in. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hey, on a different note, do you know anything about, server gear? Like, I have a Dell Isilon. Do you know anything about stuff like that?
That is my title and my wheelhouse, but I am not familiar with that model, no.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what you do. Man, these things are these big, backup, data backup units. I'm trying to learn more about it. I got two of them in yesterday, and at one point I got a quote. Somebody was interested in them a couple months ago before I actually had them in-house at, like, $300,000 used. So I'm trying to learn some more here and see if I can get some more money out of them.
Are they just stuffed with SATA drives or what?
There's not SATA drives. I think they might be like solid state drives. They might be SATA. I don't know. I haven't even got into them. I just took some pictures just now. I'll send them over to you so you can just see what I'm talking about. But they're, it should be interesting. I don't know. We'll see. And like I said, I had one person interested in them a couple months ago when we first started getting wind that we were getting them in. And it took them, I want to say, a month and a half to move all the data off of them. I think there was like a petabyte of data between these two units, and it took them forever to move it.
SATA is the connector. It's a type of pinout. So there's HDDs and SSDs for those, and I imagine if those are older, there's probably not a whole lot of NVMEs in it, other than maybe for OS. Yeah, that's got to be a very specific use case, like a data center or some huge company that just does all their own backups. I mean, that's a petabyte's ridiculous.
Yeah, when they told me they were moving a petabyte of data, I laughed, and somebody had to tell me, no, it's a real thing. I'm like, oh, okay. It's, yeah, it's a pretty big deal. So the market is small, but it's, I just got to figure out where we're at with it because it's high value.
How many bytes?
Petabyte, which I think is, correct me if I'm wrong, Dakota, it is 1,000 terabytes. It might be more than that.
I just looked at the pictures. Yeah, that's a data center machine for sure. Or, like I said, a very big corporation with lots of compute and SSDs. I've worked for a global company, and we didn't have anything like that. So I'm curious what the use case is or where it came from.
Came from a Tier 1 automotive supplier.
Okay, so that thing was loaded with CAD files.
Most likely it was.
Or it could have been like a supplier if it was, could have been thousands and thousands of employees and or parts. Well, lists don't take up that much no matter what. Yeah, who knows? But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the numbers. What you're saying. Are you saying petabyte, like P-E-B-A byte? The part that I'm not hearing. I don't know what comes after terabyte.
Yes, P as in Paul. Petabyte.
Well, I'll be gosh darn. Learn something new. All right, I'm pulling in the driveway here. Going to get inside and see what the day has in store. Still shaking this cold a little bit. Got a little cough, so not perfect, but hopefully by the weekend we'll be all square. I'll tell you, oh, who's this guy? Okay, walking right where I got to turn. All right, catch you guys in a bit. I'll be listening. W8FU.
All right, Sean, have a great day. It's K8RUH, and I will be I'll listen out also, but I'm sure Dakota's close and I'm sitting at my desk in the office, so I'll catch up with you gentlemen later.
Hope you feel better, Sean. Drink some honey. And yeah, pulling in too. And I just drove by the new Chick-fil-A plank here and remembered that they open today. It's their grand opening, so I'm sure my parking lot's going to be a zoo. I really want Chick-fil-A now. All right, guys, have a good day. NADDF, I'll be clear. WAD. FBI. About 4 minutes. Mobile.
NAWRO. Yeah, well, I looked over that Central Michigan site. I didn't even notice that search feature. That is awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I don't know if that was there before or not, but I just noticed it last night. I thought, oh, my God, look how cool this is. So that makes life a lot nicer.
Yeah, indeed it does for the cheat sheet that I was making for my radio. So obviously search by frequency is the way you want to do it. And then I'm also doing a little chart on where some of these sites are, you know, like Lincoln, quite frankly. I have no clue where that's at, so I'll figure that out. And the three-digit alpha character, LIN, will go in the radio. Or whichever one is closer to me is going to go on the radio the way I'm doing it. But then I'll create the cheat sheet that it's also Shepherd as well for the 442.0125, whatever it is. But looks like there's a max of three sites shared by each frequency pair, and I don't think it goes above three.
Yeah. The most that Motorola will hold is 16 ROMs. So, and according to the Motorola training videos, you shouldn't share time slots when you do a IP Connect ROM. So that's what the Motorola website said, the actual Motorola programming. I watched some of those videos last night, too. So everything SW1, this should be all together in SW1. And then I separated it by west-north and east-north. Because Lansing is actually, if I remember correctly, Lansing's actually still east.
Yeah, I had to sort by east, north, and you're correct. Lansing is in the east section. So run it by me again how we can, how the west is separated. We're not going to, you know, how if we're using our event channel and we're in slot one, it's going to talk over the statewide. I understand all that. But on the west side, they're kind of separate. We won't step on them. They're like a separate deal.
Okay, don't take this for gospel, but the way I understood it, that's only for the event channels. Those are separated. The 5-1 and 5-2 will go over. So if we're talking on 5-1, Grand Rapids hears us, and we, Grand Rapids is talking on 5-1, we hear them.
Hey,
sea bridges. Statewide, obviously, goes statewide, and my understanding is event 1 and 3 are statewide also. It's event 2 and 4 that are only go on the Masters. So if you're in event 2, it'll only go on the east side here.
Now that makes sense, NAWRO. They gave us event 1 to use, so that would be on this different bridge. Okay. Yeah, you guys doubled that. I heard both of that, so that makes sense. I mean, hence the moniker Statewide 1 or Statewide 2. Obviously, it's statewide. NAWRO.
Yeah, they still have event 1 and 3 going statewide. That's why 1 and 3 are the only ones that are on Brandmeister. 2 and 4, they're a single master for that.
All right. Greatly appreciated. That's a tidbit of information I didn't know before, so I'll mark it down here on my little chart I'm creating. Appreciate it. I guess we're set for now. Thanks. NAWRO after you.
Yeah, they try to keep the frequencies the same, so I think they have 17 different frequencies because of that Rome thing, and they, you know, try to keep them kind of separated so that you can have a radio programmed with all the frequencies, and so that you don't have to put all the sites in as long as you have the right frequencies. Anyway.
Yeah, that does make sense. We're going to have a game time decision here because we may be competing with the state on Talk Group 5-1 on Saturday, and we got Event 1. So we may be the ones making a change over to Event 2 so we don't, collide, I guess. NAWRO.
They'll send a message out kind of encouraging people not to use the statewide when the events are going on. That should happen Saturday morning. So they ask you to sign up for that Google list, email list, so they can tell you when not to use it, like when MyCon's pulling an event or whatever. So, but I'm about to go to underground, so I might have to call it immediately.
Thanks. NAWRO clear.
KF8, DBC, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie, Dave and Flushing, Michigan. Monitoring. Kilo, Foxtrot 8. Delta, Delta Charlie. KF8, ADC. Dave in Flushing, Michigan. Monitoring. KF8, DDC, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Delta, Delta Charlie, Dave in Flushing, Michigan, monitoring.
Yeah, can you turn off that Roger beep?
I didn't know I had one. It's a new rig. I'm not even sure how to take it off. But I will try to find out. NICOM 2720. I do have a question though. Is this the Adrian repeater?
WDAKLO. WDAKLO. WDAKLO Little Mobile.
WDKLL KF8DIC. WDKLL KF8DIC.
KCAKJO-NAWRO.
A little sketchy there, Tom, but I can talk later. Just had a question about your QTH town.
Works the best on. I'm 75 north right now.
All right, well that's better right there. Question for the set, your QTH town, what do you guys use as shelters? Is it going to be the schools? Have another area?
I think we use the school.
That's all.
stuff.
I'll be back in the base.
Everybody can, honestly.
I have to wait one on for later. NAWRO.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that. I might have to move my handset out a little bit.
You guys, double.
Thank you, and also NAWRO forgot to put his antennas back on the roof after the car wash. Ugh. I'll talk to you later, Tom. Thanks for the info. NAWRO. Clear.
WDKLL.
WRO, KGO2, if you're still out there.
Yeah, yes, sir. This should be a little better. I'm back at the base.
Yeah, I'm in a better area. Like I said, I moved all my stuff over this morning, and the radio's in, it's not in front of my face anymore. It's down in front of the tag box here, so audio's a little bit off, and I heard some crackling. I'm like, oh, great, I got to reposition the antenna.
Well, it didn't help that I pulled the bonehead move of not putting my antennas back on top of the roof after I just got out of the car wash. So that pretty much was probably my fault on that last QSO. But, yeah, I'm just looking for planning reasons, and I think you're correct, but I'll double-check. I figured Mr. Planning Commissioner might know that.
Yeah, I'm sure, like most communities, the school gym is where everybody gathers after a, an event such as a tornado or something like that.
And I'm sure it's here in our emergency management plan, too, so I'll double-check with my town as well. But we also have the building called the Odd. It used to be part of the school years ago, but the city bought it, so... And I believe that's a secondary one now, or just an option, the schools and the Odd. But I'm going to double-check, get some addresses, and boss wanted this information, so we'll get it to them. Appreciate it, Tom. Where are you at now?
8.1 miles from Buena Vista and Sandusky, so that sounds like exit 46. I'm going to go to the city and say, they got an issue, and they want us to relocate a board so they can get this door locked up. KCKGO.
Oh boy, that's gonna be a long one there. I did the Port Austin trip up M19 quite a few years, for like 10 years when I had the place up there. I sold it though, but and then you got to go around, so even you got even a longer route. So that's give me a little haul for you there. Probably some overtime tonight, I would assume, right? NAWRO to you.
Yeah, apparently was having issues in the city, and the guys up here that normally do it. So going up, taking care of it, they want us to relocate what we call an RM board. It's a reader module board. They have one door where they're not using all that much, and they want us to pull that board off of there and move it over to the board the door that they need secured. So we're going to go take a look at it and see what we come up with.
So is your work partner going with you, and you're in two separate vehicles, or are you handling that by yourself? And then item two, the likelihood of you having the part is you'll probably have it, be able to, you never know until you get there, but, you probably will be able to do it.
Well, I don't have the part, but they have a door that I can take that part off of and relocate it to the other door that's in question. So that's not a big deal.
All right. Copy that. Safe travels. I'll be on later. I'm going to get on this task that Dave gave us. I'll talk to you later, Tom. Thanks again. NAWRO after you.
Sounds good, sir. I'll catch you later.
ATC, KTL 73 for now, mobile and monitoring as usual.
Well, I'm glad you liked them. I like them.
Yeah, he's smothered in gravy. Pasties? I like that on a brunette.
Sorry, traffic got real weird there for a second, and then there was an ambulance, so had to pay attention. I can't remember who it goes over to.
That'd be me, but I gotta see, can I sneak in the Sonic? Yeah, don't look too bad. They've got half-off drinks from 2 to 4, so sometimes I'll sneak in here and get myself a Diet Limeade on the way home.
Alright, I'm just pulling up to my run here. I will talk to you guys in a bit. I'll be out. 73 and someone's final there, KCKGL.
Have a good afternoon, Tom.
Well, my daughter still hasn't given me the exact time. My granddaughter has to be at school, but I think you're right, about 8:30. So tomorrow I'm going to get over there, probably about 6:30. Get the kids rounded up, get them all ready for school, breakfast, brush their teethies, and once my granddaughter, I drop her off, I'll be roaming north. So keep that in mind. If in and around the 8:30 mark, you're in the mood to get out for a couple, I'll be in the area, even if it's just for a quick meetup.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text or something in the morning if I can break away. It may work out. I have that repeater for you. It may work out that I can get it to you. Otherwise, maybe next Friday when I'm back in town and working remote, I'll drop it off.
Give me a minute. Yeah, Sonic drive-thru. Right back.
No problem. K8RUH.
Jeez, oh Pete, this Sonic, I don't know if they're all this bad, but God, this is the worst fast food restaurant on earth.
If only they didn't have that drink you like, you'd never have to go there.
Well, they always get things wrong, like you've heard that whole dilemma. And then they take forever, and the food's not all that good. And then increasingly I'm getting there, and oh, sorry, we're out of that. Oh, sorry, we don't have that. Oh, I'm sorry, that machine's broken. It's like, oh, my God. This place is just a disaster.
Yeah, I can imagine it's rather difficult to keep one of those types of places running in tip-top shape. Very few people can do it. You don't have an organization like Chick-fil-A, you gotta imagine it's very difficult.
Yeah, even Chick-fil-A, I don't see it. You know, I mean, it's okay. Don't get me wrong, but it's, man, the hoopla. But I have a feeling that places that are out of their regular footprint, like the Chick-fil-A's down in Texas where they're all over the place, were noticeably better than the ones here. But maybe as we get more and they have a well-established distribution, maybe things will improve.
Yeah, but they are service-wise way above the rest. But remarkably above the rest.
I don't know. I've only been inside one. Yes, I can say absolutely in Texas. They were amazing. I was only in inside of one here, the one on Hall Road, once. And actually, it was the service was quite mediocre. And there was a guy in there. It looked like his job was to go around and make sure everybody's tables were clean and everything else. And he seemed to be spending all his time with one particular table, and, you know, just like I was sitting there drowning in trash, you know, so it's like I had a really bad vibe off it, but I will give it another chance. I'll try the new one when it opens right up here by us.
Which one is that?
The one opening right here at Hall and, like, Heidenreich. somewhere right around there.
Yeah. Dakota was talking about that one today. He said that the grand opening was today. I think it's at Romeo Flank. And he said he thought it was going to cause a problem for him getting into his office.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that. So, yeah, today was the grand opening. So maybe I'll try that one. And you know what? I wish there was one a little bit more convenient is Popeyes. I do like Popeyes, but there isn't one really convenient to my work. Hey, it's not terrible. 16 and we've got to run down to 16 and Gratiot. And otherwise, I don't even know where the next closest one. I think it's over by Hall and Van Dyke. But then there's one on my way home, so I wanted to, or two of them on my way home. So if I wanted to get it on the way home, it's not too bad. My wife don't like it though, so that never works.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had Popeyes. Maybe once is a possibility. I can't remember. Still out there?
Oh my God. Phone's getting bombarded. The drive-thru guy's got a million questions. Can't get my card to read. Not only did I finally get the third choice of my drinks, but he hands me this straw that's about as big as my thumb. He goes, oh, it's a boba straw. He goes, be careful with it. Man, you're out of a lot of stuff today. A lot of stuff not working. Good grief.
The joys of fast food. Hey, how'd it go, if I remember correctly, you had some guys coming today to test out 40-meter antennas and setups at one of your spots for the set this weekend. Did that go well?
Well, unless one of them's listening here for some, well, I guess there was only one that was with Paul. I didn't go. I had Paul go, and I asked him how it went, and he gave me a thumbs up and said we're all set. So, and I said, do they got an antenna? And he said, yep. So I don't know how it went, but it looked like it went well.
Perfect. Yeah, I wish I was going to be around so I could listen in or even participate. But I'll be up north. I might actually try to hop on the phone app and just listen in on 7.2.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that'll be the primary, and then they're going to be using the FBI network for something else, I think hospitals or something. So, you know, you can dial into that one as well. So, and then, of course, there's the MI1 network, which will be probably pulled in this in some other capacity, and you can dial into that one, too, so. Hard to say where all the action will be, but you'd be able to listen to all of it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I won't have access to, I don't think I'll have any access to DMR. I don't think where I'll be, any of the Central Michigan DMR reaches. So I'll have to just listen in other spots.
Yeah, I don't know. They got a pretty good, pretty good coverage. You get up in the northwest part of the state, and it's kind of open, but they're pretty good from across the bottom from east to west, and pretty good going up 75 all the way to Mackinac. So I thought they had something in Traverse City, but it didn't show up on the map, but the map may be old. So I don't know where you're going to be, but if you're going to be, But whatever, you got stuff to do, so better things to do than monitor this whole crap. Hey, let me jump out of here, back on the road, finally comfortable and got my drink. I'm going to call my daughter and try to get details about tomorrow morning. Pretty sure I know what the details are. I was going to try to stop by there, but I think I'm going to just head home and see him in the morning.
Sounds good. I will catch up with you soon. If I have a few minutes around 8:30, I'll reach out and maybe we can meet up. But otherwise, have a great weekend, and I'll catch up with you next week. K8, RU8.
I'll be clear.
I wonder what time Bomberito's open.
I would imagine by 8:30 they'll be open. They sell donuts and cookies, so I think they'll be open by then. Actually, have you been to Parlor Donuts?
Negative. Where's that?
On Mac in St. Clair Shores between 8 and 9 Mile on the west-hand side, or the west side of the road. And it is a donut shop that has incredible donuts. They're not standard donuts. They're a little bit different, but they're really good. If you're looking for your sugar fix for the weekend, that's where you'll get it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I try to stay away from donuts. Not good for me. But it's interesting. Now, what was the name of that place that was north of 11? That little tiny place had the incredible donuts that closed down when they did the construction.
11 and what, Harper?
Yeah, 11 and Harper, west side, like pretty much across from Randazzo's. And it was just this little tiny donut place. And the name's on the tip of my tongue, but they had the best donuts. Their place has been around unchanged since the 40s. And when they tore up Harper and redid it all, they shut down and never came back.
I don't know. I don't know. It must have been gone for a long time because they haven't tore Harper up in a while, I don't think.
Well, now that's bugging me. I'll ask my daughter. When I'm on the phone with her, I'll ask her because they used to live right there. But, man, damn it, it's right on the tip of my tongue. So, well. If I think of it before you jump out of the car, I'll jump in there with it. But I'm going to give her a call right now anyhow. I got to get to that, like I said. W8FU.
K8RUH. Have a good day.
Hey, Anthony, you still there?
Yep.
She says it's funny. Her and my son-in-law were just talking about it the other day, and they couldn't remember the name. But anyhow, what's the name of the donut place you told me about on Harper now?
It's on Mac. It's called Parlor Donuts. T as in Paul, Parlor.
All right, very good. Yeah, she knows about it, said they're delicious. Okay, I told her Harper. She was kind of confused. That explains why. All right, I'll be back.
Talk to you later. I'm about to pull into the driveway.
Find a better speaker.
my radio, so now the speaker is facing towards the front of the van. I got this little remote one, but it's kind of kinky.
Yeah, I had one, or I guess I didn't have one for the longest time, and then I started mounting the radio, and this car wasn't kind of pointing towards the passenger side, so I was really having to crank it up, so I ended up buying a speaker so that I could hear it, and have it pointing right at me instead of reflecting off a door.
Yeah, this one is reflecting off the center console box. And then so it's like, so I hear you, but it's kind of quiet.
HAL.
Just got to crank up the volume then. Go ahead, JL.
Just wanted to say that, the problem isn't the speaker. The problem is whoever turned it over to me, your audio levels are very, very low. The other person's roughly, perceptually, about twice as loud as what you're coming out as. Plus, this would give you an opportunity to have somebody else with a second radio. You can judge for yourself how the audio sounds. That's it. I just wanted to give you that information. I'll let you guys go back to what you're doing. ADHJL.
You're just a soft speaker, that's all, Lance. Sometimes your audio is high, other times it's a little bit lower, but I can understand you.
Yeah, I think it all depends on how you're coming through the network and whatnot. I don't know, when I key up on the Holley machine, it's on a motor, so every now and then you'll unkey and hear yourself, and it's like, it sounds fine, but it comes back to me up there, but yeah, so many different repeaters, so many different volumes set. It just depends on where you're coming in and where you're coming out.
Oh yeah, I'm on KI-200, so what is this one up here? Is this a V-bill?
I don't remember the frequency. I'm on the Bloomfield machine.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop off at Lowe's and see if I can find another speaker that I can mount in here.
So you got them rolling around in your van there, but then I remember you said Loves, they have CB stuff there.
Well, I figured if I get another little CB speaker over at Loves, then I might get a little bit better audio. Just throwing themselves around for an external speaker. They used to have a nice Motorola one. Died.
Yeah, I've got a Motorola for my XTVA. Yeah, that thing's nice and loud. It's an amplified speaker, too. Yeah, I got that. Then I got the ICOM one for my radio, the AM.
Yeah, it's just a little one that I had for a long time ago. And I had a Motorola speaker, but I don't know what happened to it. I think I dumped it in one of my trucks in the past.
Lost to the sands of time?
Well, if I get a different speaker that I can mount behind my head, then I'll hear everybody. You know, but this is a dual-channel speaker radio, so I need one for one side, one for the other side. So I needed two of them, but I'll just start with one.
Actually driving right next to the JCI van. Northbound 75. Hey, Baylor.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second, Lance. I was changing channels and talking to my coworker on FRS. KCK show.
I was wondering if I had your coworker right next to me. There's a JCI van right next to me.
Hey, one thing, this new van sure rattles a lot because it's got that cage back there.
Did you get a new van? Hopefully it'll keep the oil plug in.
I got a full size, so I got the radios mounted on this file box right next to me, so I've got the speakers bouncing off of that instead of hitting me in the face like it did in the other van where I had it reflecting in front of me somehow. But it's a top speaker, not a front, not a front panel speaker. So I'm going to turn the volume all the way up sometimes.
Gotta flip the radio the other way on the bracket.
Yeah, I gotta sit straight up. Maybe I should loosen it up again and so it's bent a little bit forward again, but then I can't see the display.
Yeah, you don't need to see the display.
Individual, I can't help it. I'm good, how are you?
Got my new work van. I upgraded to a full size. I was just carrying too much crap and weighing it down. And the van was a perfect opportunity. Wasn't assigned anybody, so I took it.
So are you in a Transit 150 now?
Yeah, all-wheel drive, too. And my co-worker is in an all-wheel drive Maverick. He picked his up today, too.
Oh, well, good deal.
I'm trying to find a decent channel.
You got ugly on that last one. What'd you say?
I was trying to find a good channel. If I'm here on 69, just east of Davison. I'm in Lapeer.
Are you coming in on 175, or are you coming in on Mayville?
3775. Is that Mayville?
It is indeed. That one works pretty good. I tried it out the other day. Not so much for where I'm at, so once you start getting towards 53, it's going to get crappy. And then it's kind of a dead space, and then once you start heading a little bit further east, you'll be able to hit Richmond.
Yeah, that's kind of a sketchy area, so I went over to Holly and see how that sounds. KCKGO. I think Lance is still out there too, aren't you, Lance?
Well, if you're on Holly, you sound good. Surprised too, because you're kind of far from it, but maybe not. Yeah, no, you're not too close. And yeah, that's why I always jokingly say we need a repeater in Imlay, because it's kind of just a a dead area, and it's kind of smack dab in the middle of a ton of other machines where it would probably do very, very well.
Yeah, it went back over to Mayville. Yeah, it's like real sketchy. It's like I'm right here by Lake Nipissing Road, and it goes and it comes. You know, I got to go between this one and Holly, I think. Kind of odd.
69's elevation changes don't help either.
Yeah, it's like fluctuating between two repeaters being right around here.
Yeah, I get a little lost when I'm over there because I don't know which ones are good, which ones are bad. I try them, but they never really come in that clear, so I imagine if I'm not hearing them great, but I'm not getting in great.
Yeah, I'm right here by Peter Pontiac exit. What is this, US 24, M24, whatever one. It's, like you said, it's a real goofy area right here.
I guess the 146420, I think it is, the W8LAP machine, that's tied into the Mecca machine in Mount Clemens, so those are linked up. I could always meet you there.
146720, the LaPierre machine?
Roger. I don't know what the PL is off the top of my head, though. Hold on, I can check.
A little panicky, but I tried it over there. I got the PL on it. I had that program and didn't realize it. Where are you at?
Yeah, PL-100. I was in the memory trying to find that. I finally got across it. I still don't really know how to use this FPM-150. That great from the front panel, but every time I have to go do something, I learn something new. I just flipped over to 7200 if you want to try that. KCAKJO, NADDF, you're coming in good.
VHF and UHF?
I'm switching between the two. How does that sound?
Yeah, knocking the dust off of the band.
I'm just going to get Dakota back over to UHF. I'll be right back. Well, I decided to buy this little speaker he had loved, and I get a little bit better audio on it. Now I just got to figure out where I'm going to put it. Are you home yet, Lance?
Speaking of the devil, I am turning into the driveway right now. So, I'll say 73 ABY.
Alright, 73 KCKGO. Mobile monitoring.
KCKGO. ZKC Mobile. KD8ZKC Mobile. ZKC Mobile.
KF8DRC N8WJ, is that 600? NAWJ said Cleveland listening, 600. I hope I didn't interrupt anything. I threw my call out when I realized that the volume was down on the radio. My apologies.
Oh, no problem. I have my radio. I have the volume up. And then I heard you chirp out there. KCKJO, what's going on?
Just heading home. A little later than usual, but if I can ever make my way to the freeway here, get home and get some dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing also. Long day today, picked up a new truck, had to empty everything out of the old truck into the new truck, dumped a bunch of crap out. Had to put the radios in it, first thing that went in for any of my service tools or everything was the radios.
Oh, very good. Do you get to drive a fleet vehicle, or is it your own vehicle that you have to do?
Oh, no, this is a fleet vehicle, 100%. And I was driving a Transit Connect. I've had that for, I got 62,000 miles on it. I only had it a year. But the boss man sent an email out, does anybody want a full-size van? And we got one sitting at the dealership. And I'm raising my hand. I'm like, I'll take it. I can use it. So I got it. And they just picked up another one from the dealership for another tech. But that one's actually to him. He's like, I can't have a full-size van because it's not allowed in my HOA. And plus, you know, company vehicle. And it's too big to park in the garage. So he's taking my Transit Connect, the little one, and I got a full-size. So worked out for both of us. And we got a spare.
Very good. Is your antenna on the roof, or is it some sort of a mirror mount or something? I'm curious if you get any extra real estate for a ground plane for your antenna with the bigger van. Although Transit Connect probably has a very adequate ground plane for any VHF, UHF work.
Oh, having a Transit 150, I got a lot of ground plane. You know, I got three up there right now, three mag mounts. I got the Larson for the P-25, and then I got a Diamond MR-77 for my Alinco, and then I got a Tram for the DMR up on the roof there. And I got the radios tied down to the battery and body ground, so I got juice, and I got a good ground plane.
Very good. I drove a Jeep for a while, Jeep Cherokee, just the shoebox-shaped one from the in the late 90s. And I had four antenna mounts up on top of that, two ball mounts for HF antennas, and then two NMO mounts for VHF, UHF antennas. I ended up not using one of the NMO mounts. I put two in there just because I was putting all the antennas on. But, well, I'll put two of these. I don't think I hardly ever used the second NMO up on top, but that was great. I had a nice, flat, good-sized roof for HF ground plane and VHF. This car, I've got a permanent mount on the trunk lip. It's on the trunk deck, you know, the center of the deck lid. And supposedly, that's about the worst place. If you're going to mount an antenna permanently on a car, it's like one of the worst places for, you know, actual performance and directionality or directivity or whatever. Something on the Larson antenna website, I think, that kind of said. And obviously, the center of the roof is the great, it's the perfect place, but I get a sunroof in this car. I'm like, well, I can't put an antenna there. So the trunk lip one, and also it's easy to go through the car wash. It's easy to get in the garage. So it's not the best spot, but it's the most convenient.
Yeah, consider that it's a fleet vehicle, and I don't own it. I can't drill those types of holes, but I did mount my Motorola DMR underneath the cup holders, but you can't see the hole. So, and the boss says, that's okay, you can mount it there. So, and then my Alinco is mounted on the center console box, and it's got a clipboard in it, so you can open it up and put crap in there, and that's all I got in there is crap. So, he said that was okay. Everything else is, I mounted it all to the middle, so I'm good to go. A little bit more cleaning up, and it'll be better.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't have, this radio is not mounted. I mean, so the, it's got the little remote head, so that's just, it's literally paper-clipped to a little, it's a cup holder covered thing that slides over. I just kind of use some little binder clips and paper clips the remote head doodad on that. And then the radio itself just sits on the, I guess you call it the transmission hump, you know, between the front seats and the back seats, or between the two back seats, and that's where the wiring and stuff just goes under the back seat. So you can't see any of the coaxial cable, but you do see the radio, but I didn't really want to get into trying to mount anything to the dashboard or whatever. It's not a lease car, it's mine, but that can be a little unsightly, and eventually I will have to sell the thing if I don't kill it first, so I thought I'll try to, won't be too invasive. And it just doesn't have a good place to put the mount, so it's about as good as I could do, all things considered. These newer cars are not built for accessories. Everything's clean and crisp and whatever. Anyway, glad you got it in the new, that you got everything in the new van.
Oh, yeah, nice and easy. Everything's at my fingertips on my right hand. I just flip it around and count notches, and I'm good to go. But I have arrived at my location, so I'm going to get this stuff in here before my... And there's my dog's licking the window because she saw me. So I will catch you tomorrow sometime. 73 on your final, KZA, KZO.
Very good. 73, yeah, I'll be home soon. Take care, K8BB.
Hey, Cujo?
Yeah, go ahead.
W8RCY here, Donald. You got those radios installed. Can you post a couple pictures of how it all turned out? It'd be interesting to see. And congratulations on the bigger vehicle for the road there. You're, like, moving up into, like, Cadillac country now with that big thing, for sure.
Yeah, I'll take an aerial shot real quick. KCK Jones, and I'll send it when I get inside.
Yeah, it's one thing that's interesting is how people install radios because, you know, interiors, whether they're, you know, commercial vehicles or personal vehicles like Don was just saying about his and whatever, you know, he can mount things. It's always interesting for me to see how people have mounted stuff over the years. So get to it when you can. No rush. Have a good evening. Relax and enjoy the new truck. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
W8CCC.
A voice I haven't heard in a while. Welcome back from vacation. W8RCY.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I tried a couple times on my mobile, and my Magna mount had hit a tree branch that was hanging down on Rattlelung Road, and it fell off the side and was dangling. Didn't even hit the cement, but it was dangling, and must have pulled the coax out of the Magna mount or something, because I'm not hitting that with the repeater very good. Now I'm on my HD sitting on the front porch.
Copy that. Okay, well, you know, those things do happen, but you're doing fine now on an HT.
Roger that. Yeah, I have to definitely order a new magnet or do the drill the NMO through the roof. I really need to get that done because I'm definitely keeping an antenna on the truck all the time.
Oh, yeah, solid ground to the roof, drilling holes, but like the previous couple of radio operators were saying, you know, they're restricted because their vehicles are either company vehicles or some of them may be lease vehicles. So, yeah, I hear you, and, you know, I've done that in the past as well. Okay, well, I just jumped in to say hello out there, and you have a good afternoon. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. I'm pretty busy. busy, and it's really been on the radio a whole lot. I still do some ISS passes, you know, over the HF on the board, but yeah, I'll be on more now. I'm going to order that Magnum right now and at least get me back on the air when I'm driving around. But good to hear from you, and we will catch you later. WCC.
That was Captain Don out there? Guess not. KSA DIC.
Yeah, well,
mounted up by Mount Pleasant. And Labor Day weekend, we had an issue with rodents, so I went looking for how they were getting in. Ended up pulling part of the kitchen cabinetry out with the kitchen sink and redoing all that. And the wife found a baby mouse in the bed. So we had to get a new mattress because she wasn't going to sleep on the old mattress no more. Yeah, you know, as soon as I get a couple extra dollars, it seems like something happens. And if I don't have to spend the money, then I have to spend the time to fix it all. So cost me one way or another.
Oh, no, that's funny. New mattress over in the bed. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I hear you. It's just never-ending.
Yeah, well, I planned on drinking beer and burning some meat over a campfire, and I got to do very little of the first part and none of the second part, so I did plan a golf outing that weekend, and I did do that. That was the only enjoyment I had, but in the meantime, yeah, I had to pull the stove out, pull the covers up, replace part of the floor, take the dry well down because that was damaged during the leak back when I got the trailer, and yeah, fun stuff. It's a good thing I'm somewhat handy, though. That could have been really expensive.
Doing it yourself definitely saves money and causes a lot of words you don't want to say and thoughts you don't want to think when you're doing it, but there's a bit of a satisfaction when you do get it done.
Yeah, well, I know I have to take more of the rest of the lower kitchen cabinets out and replace a little bit more floor because it's sagging. It's not gone bad. There's no holes in it, but yeah, and then when I get done with that, I might as well save a little bit more and do the hanging cabinets and then put in a, you know, wood plank floor to cover up where the linoleum used to go underneath the old cabinets and all that good stuff. Yep, I think I got a year's worth of work there, or at least a year's worth of saving.
Yeah, I just actually finished up a remodel in the master bedroom and bathroom this summer. That was not fun, but I got that all completed, and that pretty much completes the house here. I just do the quick lock vinyl flooring, though, because it's a lot easier, cheaper. It looks fine and everything. And I don't spend a lot of time in the house, honestly, anyways, to care that much.
Well, as mobile homes go, they had the kitchen cabinets come out to a peninsula. That kind of separates the living room from the kitchen, and we eliminated that so that, you know, Thanksgiving time, if it's cold, snowy, or whatever like that, we could pull the table out. We could put more people around the bigger table. And we can all swing our chairs around and watch the Lions game. So, yeah, it's one thing or another, so we have to put, we'll probably go buy the cheapest we can get at Home Depot or Menards. But, yeah, we got to have to do something. And that'll be the bathroom and the kitchen up there. Living room's fine. I won't have to really do anything there. But I'm going to have to probably do the other bathroom, because the mice will probably find to get in around the plumbing in that bathroom too, so. Yep, the joys of owning homes.
Menards is a very dangerous store. They're special buys. That's actually how I ended up starting the bedroom remodel was, they had a really good sale last winter on some flooring. I'm like, I can do the whole bathroom and bedroom on this. It's only a couple $100s, and then it sat in my living room, the flooring did, for about 2 months, and then it just started warming up, and I only initially planned to do the flooring, but gutted it down to the studs and the floor joists, and without the
drywall and the ceiling and redid the whole thing. Rearranged the bathroom, rearranged the bedroom, got rid of closets, added closets. It was a mess.
No, at this point in my life, I'm not going to do anything that severe. I would move first, because I never planned on being in this house for 30 years, and it's coming around to that pretty soon, so. Yeah, and I'm getting close to retirement, so hold out a little bit longer. Maybe I'll buy something a little bit further north, and I'll do it that way, but my days of tearing out rooms and gutting rooms and redoing them all, I think they're pretty much behind me. I only do it as I have to.
Okay. Like I said, it was only the intention to do the flooring, but that's where it went. But I'm still... I still got a couple of years on me. Quite a few. I'm just not...
Good chatting with you. Sounds like you're getting out on the fringe of wherever you were at. A little bit more static in there. And I'm going to get caught up on my emails. I will chat with you later. W8BPD, I'll be clear on your final, 73s.
All right. I got to get to bed anyways. I got to get around, call it 6 o'clock in the morning and get to work. So have a good night. It's nice chatting with you. KF8EAP, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
W8BPD, W8RTY.
Yes, sir, Donald. How are you this evening?
It's a good evening, and I survived the first couple rounds of major internal dental work, and I should sleep tonight. Free, so to speak. Dental work was painless, but the demolition was rough on my jaw and internal bone structure, and it's now finally subsided. And got a couple of weeks off until next year. So down on the other side. We've done like 4 stages, upper right, upper left, lower left. But it's going to be a work in progress, just like Michigan Road construction now in the first of the year.
I also hear you saying that you're enjoying your tropical smoothie diet. So, good. Great that it's not hurting you that bad. And you'll be so much happier when all is said and done with, I suppose. I don't know. I got to wait. What? I got to go next month and start working on mine so that they can bill next year, because I got no money left on my dental benefits this year.
Yeah, it's good that I'm starting late in the year because I have a little more than enough to get through with the 12-step program that needs to be done right away. So, yeah, it's going to be up and down, in and out, and sometimes it's going to be... with myself. So, have a good evening, and I'll let you,
All right, Donald. I only caught about half of that because you were in and out real scratchy. But, yep, those tropical smoothies are addictive, and I know they've got some sandwiches in there that are pretty doggone good, too. But, yeah, I sometimes in the evening, instead of getting a late dinner, I'll go there, get a smoothie, and it usually ties me over. All right, I will talk to you later. We've got the set going on this weekend, so I don't know if I'll be at breakfast because we're supposed to check in about 8:30 a.m., so we'll see how that goes. Catch you later. I'll listen to you in the morning. WBPD, I'll be standing by.
I apologize for the rough signal. I shut the node down early, and... strictly on RF, so. All right, W8RCY, clear.
BRD.